There are more than 278 million hearing-impaired people in the world, and at least 1.3 million of them are Catholic. But globally, there are only 13 priests who were ordained deaf. The shortfall in education and training in ministry to the hearing impaired is what this year's conference of the Vatican Council for Pastoral Healthcare is all about.
Entitled "The Deaf Person in the Life of the Church," the three-day conference opened this morning. Delegates are asking whether local communities are doing enough for their hearing impaired members and why 80% of the world's deaf lived in underdeveloped nations.
Liverpool Archbishop Patrick Kelly is president of the International Catholic Foundation for the Service of Deaf Persons. He had some answers for Tracy McClure.
There's one very sad reason, because sadly there can be screening and babies in the womb who are found to run the risk of being deaf in many richer countries will be aborted. You can see the message that if you're not perfect, then our society said, well, do we really need you? That may be one of the factors. So this, what we're doing here this week is pro-life.
What else can the church do to allow these people to be more a part of the congregation?
One thing which some parishes in Liverpool, where I serve as Archbishop, just one or two, have now taught the congregation to use sign language. So when deaf people come, the whole congregation knows how to do the responses in sign language.
You're kidding. And, no, that's quite amazing.
And it is wonderful to see. One of the problems is, let's just say, American sign language is as different from British sign language as, say, Italian would be from English. They are languages in their own right, and therefore people often say, why can't you all get one sign language? Which their answer is quite generally, well, when the rest of the world decides to speak one language, we'll do the same. In England, the sign for the Son of God is only used for the Son of God, not for the Son of anybody else. And it's a sign where the hand starts at the heart of the person signing. And as far as we know, it arose because the first priest to try to do it was pondering St. John's Gospel, the Son who is nearest the Father's heart. So there are wonderful little gifts like that which we mustn't lose.